We are living in unprecedented times. We've heard this said a few times this past week, and I think we'd agree it's all true. The world is unstable, and everything seems far beyond our control. As coronavirus spreads, our leaders struggle with difficult decisions, and we struggle to make sense of what it means for us, for our families, and for our community. We may feel afraid and wonder if life will ever be the same again. I personally am worried for my parents in California, and I'm a bit worried that I may never again enjoy the freedom I had only a few days ago. And yet, in the midst of these fears, in the midst of the uncertainty that lies ahead, I believe that God is with us. God is with us as we lose our freedom. God is with us as we struggle to entertain our children. God is with us when we feel lonely. God is with us in our anxiety, and God is with us in our illness. Today's reading from the book of Exodus gives us a picture of the presence of God in the dramatic story of the birth of Moses, the great patriarch who led his people out of slavery and into the Promised Land. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, is threatened by the Hebrew people. He's worried they will usurp his authority, so he orders all newborn Hebrew boys to be killed by their midwives. The midwives refuse, and the story unfolds from there. Moses is born in the midst of this turmoil, and in an attempt to save him, his mother places him in a basket, hiding it among the reeds near the river. The daughter of Pharaoh finds the baby Moses, rescues him, and sends for a Hebrew nurse to feed him. And this chosen nurse is his very own mother. I retell this story because it is a wonderful example of the power of motherhood, and it calls to mind the familiar saying, God often works in mysterious ways. A few days ago, the Archbishop of Canterbury wrote a letter to the church, giving a picture of what the church might look like in the coming days. He wrote, as the challenge of the coronavirus grips the world, and as the government asks every individual and every organization to rethink its life, we are now asking the Church of England to serve all people in a new way. Public worship will have to stop for a season, but this does not mean that the church has shut. Far from it. Today is the first Sunday in history when there are no public services in the Church of England, and yet we are still the church as we meet across the city in front of our computers, our tablets, or our phones. We are still the church as we pray for one another and as we seek new ways to make the love of God known today. In the last few days, we've had dozens of people from our church community asking how they might help. This has been lovely, and it is a sign that the church is alive and well. And our reading from 2 Corinthians couldn't be more suited for today's situation. Paul writes, "Blessed be the God of all mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction." Now, this is quite amazing when you think about it. God consoles us, and because he does, we can console one another. And our gospel reading reminds us that it is through Christ that God's consolation, that his love is made known. As Simeon proclaimed to Mary, Jesus is the revelation, a sign of a new life to come. But this new life does not come easy, and most of all, for Mary. Today is Mothering Sunday, and not one we will likely forget. So happy Mother's Day to all those mothers who are here watching. And although it's not Mother's Day in the United States, I'd like to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. Many of you are now home with young children, and you might be worrying about these weeks and months ahead. Being a mother in this situation will be challenging, and you will deserve an award at the end of it. And yet, amidst the challenge, I'd encourage you to cherish this time together you have as a family. I've enjoyed seeing on social media some of the creative ways you're spending your time: baking, creating artwork, playing games, and working on fun projects together. And thinking about our St. Peter's families, I'd like to say a special hello to to all the children from St. Peter's Church and School who are watching. We are here praying for you. We will miss you in the days ahead, but Father Ralph and I are happy that you are safe and well with your families. Many mothers and children are unable to be together today because they are isolating or they live apart. Some have lost mothers. Others have lost children or long to have children. For these, Mothering Sunday, and especially this Mothering Sunday, can be painful. Some of you are home alone today and will be for some time. This will not be easy. For many, it will be a great struggle. But please know we are praying for you, and we are only a phone call away, or a text, or an online chat room. There are many different ways to help us cope. Keep in touch with friends and family. Stay connected with the church. There are many opportunities for online groups, and St. Peter's is doing some as well. So please do join us. You might take up a new hobby or revive an old one. This would be the perfect time to contribute to the St. Peter's Cookbook. Please do send us your recipes. This is a strange and uncertain time, but let's remember that it is only for a time. The other day, I was quite anxious about it all. Everything was changing so quickly, and I was worrying about what might happen next. I was worried about my family, and when I become anxious, I try to fix things. And of course, this situation is something I cannot fix. Father Ralph wisely said, "It will be okay. We will all get through this together. This will only be for a time." These are simple words, but they are very true. We will get through it. We'll get through it because God loves us and He is with us. Amen.